The Icons of Real Estate Podcast. Are you ready to learn the proven money-making secrets from top-producing icon agents? Ready to skyrocket your business? This podcast is for you. Tune in every week and find out how to implement proven strategies to 10 times your business, from $3 million to $30 million in just 12 months. Brought to you by the Masters in Real Estate Marketing, Ardor SEO.
Welcome to the Icons of Real Estate. I'm Tim Calloway. We have a very special guest for you today from the Carolinas, from Sunset Properties Group, Justin Boston. Justin, how are you? Fresh off the jet lag from Hawaii, I understand? Not to rub
yes,
it in.
Sir.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, awesome. Sir. Thank you for having me, Timothy. Yeah, I was lucky enough to get into some warmer weather for the past week and a half. The beauty of real estate is it normally happens no matter where you are.
Right.
And I, as you said, yes, we have a team here in the Carolinas, Sunset Properties Group, and that is a intangible benefit of being a part of a team, is I can travel and I still can have showings happen. I can still jump on a phone call if I need to here and there. So I actually wrote a couple of contracts while I was out of town. So it's nice when you can get out of town for a couple weeks and, you know, negotiate a couple transactions poolside. So it's not terrible life, but somebody's got to do it.
Yeah, rough, man, rough. I just got back from spring break myself, and I'm already jealous of you. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I love it, man. That's good stuff, Justin. So let's start at the beginning. I mean, I'll ask you the same thing I ask everybody. You don't get off the hook just because you got back from Hawaii. Were you a young child of 5-6 years old pulling on your parents' pant leg asking, hey, mom, dad, you know, I want to be a realtor one day? Or were you like most people, where you just kind of fell back into it?
You know, I can't say that that was the case. I did fall into it in a following of the parental line. My mom was a real estate agent when I was a kid. But no, I was not interested in real estate whatsoever when I was young. I actually grew up racing motocross and doing all the action sports stuff that your parents would not advise you to do. So I'm not recommending it. But I had a blast. I learned a lot through that process about myself, testing my limits. But ultimately, I got into real estate because my mom was in real estate, and I was always a kid going to showings, going to open houses. We moved a lot when I was young, so I was immersed very quickly in renovations, home flips, things of that nature. So it was something I always had an interest in, but it's something I really grew into once I got moved to Charlotte and learned about the area, but also just fell in love with real estate in general. So I got into real estate as more of a, let me get my license, let me see how this plays out. And then very quickly, I went from part-time to full-time agent as a buyer's agent, quickly progressed into buyers and listings. Yeah, and it just kind of snowballed from there. And I spent about 3 or 4 years on my own, spent about 2 years as a broker in charge here in North Carolina. We're a broker state. So I was a broker in charge of a smaller indie firm for about 2 years. And then realized very quickly I was wearing too many hats. It was really hard to be a producing agent also in charge of other agents. So what I decided to do was move over to the firm we're at now, eXp, and start a team with my business partner. So we do get to operate as if we are a company within eXp. So it's very beneficial for me because I don't have any of the back end legwork with paperwork, processing of the paperwork, approval of files, payment for the agents, things of that nature, E&O. So for us, we get to do all the fun parts of real estate, but we don't have to deal with all the back end stuff.
There you go. That's an awesome plan. So you touched on it a little bit about, you know, having that team effect, right? And having that team around you. So tell me a little bit more, you know, let's talk about today. We talked about kind of how you got started, and I like to call guys that I was much like you. Like I moved every 2 years of my life. I was always fascinated with real estate because I seemed like I was always looking at homes. And, you know, and there's always something like, you know, with your parents or your mom being in real estate, you know, it just kind of sticks to you. I call that kind of a legacy thing. So let's talk about today, though. I mean, you do have a team. How did you get the team started? How does it operate? And then obviously, you know, they take care of you when you're out of town, as you talked about. But But tell me how you put that team together.
Yeah, so it really kind of the nucleus of what we started here was my business partner, Stephen Pierce, and I knew each other prior to real estate, and we just had a lot of mutual respect for each other. I was in the industry for a few years, and then he got into the industry after me. And what we really were realizing quickly is there's a handful of agents you always kind of run up against in your career that you see all the time. He was one of those. We have a lot of mutual friends, a lot of commonality. So we decided, hey, instead of competing against each other our entire careers, why don't we band together and we try to build something out of that? So we really decided to build this team as a, that was the first idea. And then that quickly grew into, okay, how can we take what we're doing as individual agents and then maximize our potential? Because there's only so many hours of the day that you can work or have the capacity to work, but strength in numbers is definitely paid off. I've been a single agent. I've been a part of a team when I first got into the industry.
Right.
And what I've realized is with how quickly the market's shifting and changing, it's really good to have a weekly meeting or a daily call with some of your team members and say, okay, what are you seeing in this price point? Like, what is going on? So we really have a better idea of what's happening real time than a single agent would. And I just think that that's really beneficial to the client. So as far as like what agents came on board, there was a few that came with me from my old firm. And then we've really just talent scouted, tried to find agents that have commonality, that are hungry, that really want to do a good job for themselves and representing themselves, but also getting the clients what they want and doing that in a proper manner. So that was our biggest sticking point with bringing talent in, is really just representing clients at the highest level they can and making sure they're doing a good job and representing themselves and our brand well. And that was a big part of what we've done. And we've gone from just Stephen and I starting out to, we have 11 agents total, including us both. And now we're actually in a process of making a foray into commercial real estate.
Okay.
So we have, and we're in the process of this right now, but we do have plans to at least have our branding and our umbrella in different aspects of the real estate process. So commercial is one of those. Property management will be coming at some point, but we do want to have at least one hand in all of the cookie jars, if you will, so we can have a complete experience for all of our clients. So if we have someone that wants to do commercial, we're not sending them to somebody we don't know and just hoping it works out and hoping they do a good job. We're controlling that process and making it a complete solution for a client.
Yeah, that's perfect. That's perfect. Before we get into, what I like to get into next is, you know, what's the future look like? Before I get into that, though, how do you go? You get this from team leaders all the time, and is the best way to? No, are you growing? Of course, you're growing, but are you bringing new agents on board? Are you actively pursuing agents? Are you building your downline? And if so, how are you vetting them? You know, how are you finding them and vetting them?
So we have a different approach to that. So what we're doing right now is, especially if it's a downline type situation where they're coming in from a different firm, unless we have in-depth knowledge of who that person is and what they provide, we normally bring them in, get them in EXP, get them used to the daily life within EXP and figure out how to navigate that. But really just give them their training wheels and say, okay, you're going to be a single agent for now. We're going to make sure you fit well, and then we're going to bring you into the fold. So we take it as more of a step process. We don't really care to have 50 agents. We want to have 15 to 25 high producing, high level agents.
Yeah.
So we're really trying to be strength in volume, but not strength in numbers. As far as like team, just size. I mean, you know, you can accomplish a lot with three people that are like-minded.
Yeah.
So you don't need 50 agents. You need, you know, a lot of agents that also view real estate the same way you do. And I think that's more so important than number count. But I also will say we do actively pursue agents in other firms. It just depends on the situation. We are more focused on production for now, because ultimately I want to be able to just have a team leader step into my role And then I can focus on downline. And then if I want to have my buyer clients be represented by our team, I feel completely confident in that. And that's kind of my exit strategy to being in the field, is build this out so I can focus on downline, but also don't feel like I'm letting my clients like down, you know. Right. I want to make sure they're taken care of. So that's, yeah, that's really where my personal motivation comes in. But ultimately, we all have an exit strategy to real estate at some point, and the downline is important. So yeah, that is something we don't ignore. And our teammates take care, you know, take full advantage of that. And some of them have sizable downlines. Like I know my business partner, Steven Pierce, he has a decent sized downline, and he has agents all over the country that he's still helping. He's got a few in the Midwest. And yeah, so it just depends on what their individual goals are as well. But us, yeah, as a team, we're not necessarily using downline as an incentive to get someone on board.
Got it. Got it. So let's break out the vision board, put on our prognostication hats, however you want to look at it. And what is the next 1, 3, and if you want to be really bold about it, the next 5 years look like for Sunset Properties? And I know you touched base, you know, we touched, yeah, on that a little bit, some of the verticals you want to move down and kind of grab it all. How do you plan on getting there and doing that?
Elevating talent from within. We are trying to provide a runway for our team members to grow within our team, to promote within, because we ultimately do not want our talent to leave. We want them to stay with us for a long time. And if you have a bad team structure, a lot of team leaders, I'm sure, have seen this. I know I've seen it as well. You know, you'll get an agent, you bring them in, and all of a sudden they figure out the ropes, if you will, and then they're gone. They're in the wind, right, and they're going to start their own thing. So we're really trying to be fair, but firm in what we're, what we're providing our team members. So the goal is to retain, not teach. We don't want to be rinse and repeat teaching agents how to represent themselves, their clients, and do business at a high level. So we're really trying to retain our agents and promote them within so that we can continue this growth trend, because we per agent are producing more than any other team within the Charlotte region, at least within EXP right now. And that's something I'm very proud of. We may not be number one in EXP as far as Charlotte goes, but we're close and we have about half the agents. So that's really something I'm proud of, is the per agent volume is much higher. But to get to where you're talking about 1, 3, 5, 10-year plan, you know, we are strategically moving through the real estate market, trying to grab market share. And really, we want to be in the conversation of the top three teams in Charlotte. We are definitely on the way in the Lake Norman area. We have agents all the way from Rock Hill in the south, all the way up to Boone. So we have a very big footprint as far as where our agents are. So we've strategically tried to place agents within our team. So if I have a client that wants to buy a mountain home up in the mountains here, I have an agent that's already ready to go. So nice. That's really a way to have mobility within markets. But our goal is to be at that top of the leaderboard and have that, hey, we're in the conversation of the top three teams here. It's going to take years. It's going to take time. We're only 3 years in, and we are in that upper echelon, which we're super proud of. And it's, you know, it's a humbling experience to be on this ride. But we started with just us two. And now, like last year, we just did shy of $60 million in production, 93 transactions with 9 agents at the time. So, I mean, the volume is there. We actually did a little bit more transactions in 2021 than we did last year, but the volume was a little bit lower. So our goal this year is to be just north of like 66, 67 million in complete in total volume. We all have individual goals, and that provides us our team goal. And we really try to hold each other accountable to what we've decided that we want to do each year. And that's really cool, is like, I'm not the one hounding them. Our team members are. That's kind of cool. It's a very collaborative, but yet competitive environment, and it's friendly competition. We have a few agents that really want to see themselves at the top of the team, and they push for that. Like, they want to see their name at the top. I mean, I just was on a call with one of our team members yesterday, and he's like, I'm really excited. I'm going to have a big couple months. And he's super excited to see himself, you know, grow his own business and continue to jump up the leaderboard. He's been in the business for about 4 years, and that's a motivating factor for him. And, you know, that helps him do a better job because he's more motivated than he would could be normally. Real estate can be a very self-starting, if I'm honest, it can be a very lonely endeavor sometimes when you're out there right. by yourself doing all of this work and, you know, nobody's really noticing it except your clients. And it's very isolated in a way. So we've kind of broken through that barrier a little bit.
Nice. No, I love it. And, you know, this podcast is about you today, but definitely after the show, I'm going to share a story with you about another team in EXP who you'll probably know. Same exact words that you just said. And I'll tell you about where they're at today and how they did it. I'd love to share that with you. But
that's awesome.
Yeah, you're going to love it. So let's talk about the greatness of the Carolinas. I mean, you know, I talk to people from there. I got a sister-in-law that swears up and down. That's where they live in Texas, and I'm in West Palm Beach, Florida. And she swears up and down. That's, you know, that's the promised land to move to. Tell me why people love it so much there. And not only that, why do they stay? You know, you don't seem to have a lot of migration out, but you have a lot of migration in.
Yeah, and it's definitely more so the past few years than, you know, prior. I will say since I've moved here, I've been here for about 13 years myself. I was a native to Baltimore, Maryland, moved here in 2008. Okay. So I've been here for a while and moved around within Charlotte. And what I'll say in my time here is you can't find a place on the East Coast that's so centrally located to everything. Right. I had someone when I first moved here, and this is just something I'll touch on really quick, is you're an hour flight to Florida and also, right. you know, Boston, New York. So if you're a business professional, we're in the banking hub, but you're also very, very close within a flight to the entirety of the East Coast. So geographically, we're located in basically the middle of the East Coast, but also we have 3 hours ish to a beach of your choosing. We have Myrtle Beach, Charleston, Wilmington. So we have a lot of that. Outer Banks is a little further away, but Topsail, there's a lot of beaches that you can get to within a day's drive. Same with the mountains. We have Asheville, we have Boone, Blowing Rock. We have a lot of, you know, day trip potential. Mountains are close, beaches are close, lakes here. So like you have a little bit of everything, but also the cost of living has been, you know, statistically lower than most areas. And the business opportunity here is definitely a driving force. A lot of jobs are created, you know, and our people are moving here for them, and the cost of living is still relatively low. So it's a pretty logical decision to get here. And we're seeing, I mean, I did an open house 3 weeks ago on one of my listings, and I love polling walk-ins and say, hey, like, where are you guys from? I had maybe 8 people that came in that were from either New York, California, or Florida, and 2 people from out of state drove in for that weekend to look at real estate. Nice. So it's just kind of crazy to watch all that play out and see it in real time in the field. But it's happening all over the place. You know, people are coming and going. There's a lot of people leaving certain states, a lot of people arriving at others. Right. And it's just a demographic realignment of like what everyone's priorities are after COVID, I feel. And
right.
It's just, yeah, we're one of the lucky ones. We are projected to be the number one real estate market this year. Charlotte was. So that's really, surprising, not surprising, but it's really, you know, if there's any city you can be in as a real estate agent, when you see that, it's like, okay, awesome. Like, this is great. You know, you're insulated a little bit from what we're seeing in the market with buyers being a little more hesitant. We're still kind of seeing the market still turn pretty good here because there's enough people moving out of state. The inventory is still short. So we're still seeing a lot of stuff moving, and we're insulated a little bit from what other agents we're talking to or experiencing in other areas.
Yeah. I mean, that's great news. Yeah. Don't come to Florida. We're packed. So, beautiful area there. I love it. You know, I think it's exceptional. How would someone get in touch with you if they either were looking to maybe talk to you about real estate in general, buyers, listers, want to join your team, whatever it might be? How would they get in touch with you?
Yeah, so we have a full website. It's sunsetpropertiesgrp.com. We have a general email inbox as well. It's just sunsetpropertiesgrp@gmail.com. But as far as getting in touch with me, I'm a phone call or an email as well away. You can shoot a message over to that email, or you can call me on my cell phone. I'm not sure if you want me to provide that, but it's 704-699-3728. And we are still looking to bring in a few more agents selectively within the area, but we are still always looking for talent. I mean, you and I both know 20% of the agents do 80% of the business, and we're trying to keep everyone within that 20%. So as far as getting in touch, our website's a great place. We have social media channels all over. Sunset Properties Group, it's a Sunset Properties Group written out on Instagram and Facebook. I have personal social media channels as well. It's Justin M. Boston on Instagram, and then it's Justin Boston Real Estate Broker on Facebook. And my website's our team site. So that's where you can connect with all of us. And yeah, there's a lot of different ways to get in touch.
I love it. I love it. You know, kind of winding down here, and I'm going to, I always say, you're the hit record and I'm the DJ, if anybody knows what records still are. But, you know, take us out here the last couple of minutes. Give us something positive. It could be about the Carolinas, real estate, yourself, Hawaii, whatever you want to, you know, kind of share with it. I know I'm going to keep talking about that because I'm jealous.
Yeah.
You know, anything you feel like people need to hear right now, share it with us on the way out.
So I have something that, you know, I haven't put a ton of thought into, but it does resonate with me. And it was when I got into this business, I had to figure out my own path. And all I'll leave with everybody is figure out your own path. Not everybody's going to walk the same walk. Not everybody's going to talk the same talk. Some of you may be really good at cold calling. Some of you may be really good in person. Use your business to your strengths. And that's something that took me a few years to really dive into. I'm a very personable, approachable person. There's no question that's really off limits for me. And what I had to learn the hard way was I need to be organic to be myself. And if I'm not, people see right through that. And I'm not going to translate well. It's not going to work out. And, you know, any new agents, anyone that's trying to make this business work for them, figure out what you like, figure out who you are, and reflect that. And you'll find the clients that match you. And I think that's really important because I have found my calling in a way. And I feel like I had to figure it out the hard way in the beginning. I didn't necessarily have that tutelage that I really was needing early. I just had to get in head first and figure it out. And don't be afraid to fail. Like a lot of agents, when they come out of the gate, are afraid to mess up, get in trouble. The only way you learn is by doing. And this industry, like, you can learn every contract, every addendum, you can learn everything about the industry, but unless you're doing it in person, you're not going to really truly comprehend what you just learned. And I just feel that there's a lot of that, especially in the first couple of years. But as far as growing and scaling, do not be afraid to delegate. I mean, I've brought in a closing coordinator for years, and I would not be able to do what I'm doing if I was still worried about paperwork on the back end while I'm in the field doing showings and doing what I do well. So be brave, but also be diligent and understand your limitations. Because like I said earlier, there's only so many hours in the day, and you just got to maximize what you can do within each day and what you're mentally capable of accomplishing.
I love it, man. Sage advice. I love it. That's good stuff, and everybody needs to hear that. Justin Boston, Sunset Properties Group, EXP Realty, and the wonderful number one area to move to, it sounds like, in Carolinas. You know, and you're not the first person to tell me that. You said it, and I go, someone just told me that the other day. So that's exciting, you guys.
We're going to at least take that trophy for this year. We may not have it forever, but
don't
we're
give it up.
At least. Nah, we'll see. We'll see for sure.
Justin, thanks so much for being on the program today. I do look forward to catching up with you, you know, over the next 3, 6, 9 months and see how we're progressing along.
Yeah, man. I appreciate the time and thank you for having me. I'd love to come back on anytime you guys are willing to have me.
100%. Have a great week.
You too.